Dictation for Nancy Hunt, H-U-N-T, June 2747. Addressed as a letter to Aubrey, A-U, B as in boy, R-E-E, Akers, A-K-E-R-S, M-P, 875-5023. Dear Mrs. Akers, consultation for Mrs. Hunt with hypertension and mild moderate kidney disease. She's aware of kidney problems already for a number of years. Her major complaining is the chronic incontinence of urine for what she wears a pad. This is not new. There is also frequency urgency. She moved to Michigan from Fort Wayne, F-O-R-T, Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, about 3 years ago. Weight appetite is stable, no vomiting dysphagia. Some constipation on treatment, no bleeding. No gross edema or claudication symptoms. She has severe osteoarthritis, uses a cane. Denies the use of anti-inflammatory agents. She has prior bariatric surgery, ruling why. This was done in 2010. Weight loss from 267 down to 135. Since then has increased to 155. There has been an isolated kidney stone. It was never isolated. No procedures were done. It was just digestive history or from localized abdominal groin pain. She has sleep apnea, unable to use CPAP machine. Excuse me. She has sleep apnea that resolved after bariatric surgery, some nasal congestion allergies, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, denies pyrrole material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, past medical history for diabetes, obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, bariatric surgery. She is presently off diabetic medications, used to take metformin, Trulicity. She is not aware of retinopathy or neuropathy. Denies the event thrombosis pulmonary embolism. Denies coronary artery disease, arrhythmia, pacemaker, congestive heart failure, heart murmurs or rheumatic fever, no TIS or stroke, no peripheral vascular disease, no chronic liver disease, clinical history, question kidney stone but never recover, no blood transfusion anemia, no pneumonia. She has atrial fibrillation for the last few years and there are discussions for a Watchman procedure. Next paragraph, surgery for the ruined Y, bariatric surgery, carpal tunnel bilateral, trigger finger surgery on the left hand, hammer tongs on the left feet, right-sided rotator cuff of the shoulder, prior bilateral laser vein stripping for varicose veins, colonoscopies, left-sided total knee replacement. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing or pass. Next paragraph, side effects, penicillin and prednisone with palpitations. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, present medications include thyroid replacement, HCTC, muscle relaxant, vitamin D, oxybutynin, bisoprolol eliquis, Nurantin, Actos, Fosamax. She refuses to use statins. She takes medications for hyperactivity disorder, Adderall, ADDERAL. She has decreased the dose. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above, otherwise is negative. Next paragraph, on physical exam, weight 155, 65 inches tall. Blood pressure 170, 58 on the right, 160 over 60 on the left. Has dense cataracts, no respiratory distress, normal speech, no facial asymmetry, has upper and lower partial dentures, some flushing of the face but no ulcers, no palpable neck masses, no carotid bruise, JBD, no lymph nodes, lungs are clear. No pericardial rap. Today question regular reading. No evidence of ascites, masses, tenderness. Deformity of both knees. No gross focal deficit. No gross gangrene. There is 2-3 plus bilateral edema. She wears compression stockings. There is also deformity of the right wrist from prior fracture. No surgery was done. I noticed some memory issues. Next paragraph, socially. She worked for a long time as a phone operator, was on her feet most of the time. She was living at Kentucky at that time. After that, she worked at Kroger Department for many years. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries available, March, creatinine 1.2. Question is slowly progressive, normal sodium potassium acid base, a low protein, low albumin, present GFR 46, stage 3, anemia 11.5, a normal white blood cell and platelet, A1C at 5.8, normal calcium, low protein, low albumin, liver function test not elevated. Previously B12 folic acid normal. Ferritin, however, low at 27 with a saturation 23%. There has been no albumin in the urine the last couple of years. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3, question progression. Next number, severe hypertension, predominant systolic of the elderly. Next number, probably hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. However, there is some degree of iron deficiency. Next number, potassium acid base, normal. Next number, phosphorus needs to be done for potential binders. Next number, PTH for needs to be done for secondary hyperparathyroidism. Urine sample is being requested to assess for activity for blood. There has been previously no protein. Next number, kidney ultrasound is going to be assessed for obstruction and urinary retention. Next paragraph comments, she has no symptoms of urinary encephalopathy, pericarditis, or volume overload. She does have lower extremity edema, likely representing venous insufficiency with prior surgery. Concerned about the low protein, low albumin. Again, prior urine negative for protein, but we are going to reassess. Concerned about the blood pressure not well controlled, probably from progressive renal failure. However, she's exposed to amphetamine as part of the Adderall for her attention deficit disorder. Test to be compliant with salt restriction. She's on a low dose of HCTC, also a low dose of bisoprolol. She is anticoagulated with Eliquis. There are plans for Watchman procedure. She's not interested in long-term anticoagulation. Diabetes appears to be fairly well controlled. We'll see what the new chemistries and testing shows. She's going to monitor blood pressure at home, and we will adjust it accordingly. Consider stool sample for blood, as she has iron deficiency. Further to follow end of dictation,